The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He doing it. If you missed any of our conversation with Justin Arnett, VP of Digital Gaming here at Pottawatomie and overseeing the building of the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, you can find that on Wisconsin On Demand. We are live from the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. It is the grand opening. I believe it's happening at like 9 a.m. today. They're doing a little ceremony just outside of where we are sitting in the broadcast booth. That's right, there is a broadcast booth in the sportsbook. Giant televisions. Justin just told us they can split these screens into like 30 other big screens. There are also some 85-inch screens that look teeny, teeny, tiny down there underneath the big screens. This will be a sports fan's paradise, Gabe.
So what's your plan for this fall? You get back on Saturday from college game day, maybe come hang out here, find a place to put a cot, do the show Monday morning right from here at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
So
I think there's a way you can do this.
I get home around 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock on a Saturday.
Yeah. Get a little bit of family time.
It's weird how all of my travels this year are going to be delayed. Oh, I'm stuck in Costa Mesa. Dario will be like, why does it say on the Find My that you are at Pottawatomie? Oh, it's weird. Must be a glitch. Can't explain it.
Somebody must have stole my phone.
Watching the rest of the games from here at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. This morning we are a little bit conflicted because as excited as we are about the Pottawatomie Sportsbook opening, and we are very excited about this premier spot in downtown Milwaukee, we are also working through our frustration, sadness, disappointment, etc. about the Bucks season being over. And earlier this morning, Chewy said that this season, the 2023-2024 season for the Milwaukee Bucks, was the biggest waste of a season in Wisconsin sports history. Chew, why did you say that?
Why did I say it?
He doesn't even remember. Wait, did he's like, do you remember saying it?
I host a radio show. You guys pay me to talk, so I just fill up
why,
the phone.
Why does he
why
say anything?
Why did I say it?
Because what about it's true. This season made you feel that way?
I went through Ray Rhodes, right? And yes. If Ray Rhodes had been Matt LaFleur, who went, 13-3 his first year? Mm-hmm. We weren't winning the Super Bowl that year. You just know as a player that your window is starting to shut. So as disappointing as that season was, and we still we were good enough to make the playoffs, maybe win a game, a wild card game, but that was pretty much it. That's why that season, which I previously thought may have been the worst season in Wisconsin history, this one trumps it by far, because I went back and looked at power rankings from October before the start of the season. Okay, obviously the Nuggets are going to be one, just like Kansas City will be one next year, but the Bucks in most of them were two, and then some they were three. That's why it just total disappointment. I'm more shocked at the lack of outrage.
I don't think you know enough Bucks fans, man. Like there's a ton of outrage from Bucks fans.
Is there?
Man. Yeah.
Gabe, do you agree with Craig that let's roll it back and seven guys can carry you through a season? You cannot do that when you are the oldest team in the NBA.
But this is part of what I mean when the regular season doesn't matter as much, Chew. Yeah, you need 10, 11 guys during the regular season. But once you hit the playoffs, and we see this in the NCAA tournament too, right? Like if you watch Marquette this year, Shaka pared the bench down. When it becomes crunch time, like you're only going to trust 7 to 8 guys. And when you hit the playoffs, you only trust 7 to 8 guys. But over the course of an 82-game season, yeah, you're going to need 10 or 11, 12 guys to help you get through the grind of that season. And you're going to be playing 10 guys a night, 11 guys a night. But once you hit the postseason, you got to be able to pare that down. So I think that's I think that's the point that Craig was making. About, hey, when you get to the playoffs, it's about, okay, who has the best 7 or 8 versus who has the best 11.
But the problem is, and this is what the Bucks ran up against with the Pacers, the problem is they were getting such significant contributions from their bench, particularly
yes.
in this past game. I mean, when Obi Toppin went in because Turner was in foul trouble, I was like, good, bring Obi Toppin in, mm-hmm. right? And then Obi Toppin went off for 21 points. And oh, by the way, TJ McConnell, who also was fantastic last night, had 20 points. points. Like, right there is your 40-plus points from two guys off their bench. The Bucks.
What do the Bucks have here? Danilo had one. Okay. Livingston, I mean, it was late in the game, had two. Pat had three.
Had three. I thought maybe we're going to get the threes from Pat Connaughton.
Bees had two, and Andre Jackson had two.
Right.
That's it. That's the list.
Obi Toppin would be the best bench player on the Bucks team.
Bobby Portis is the best bench player on the Bucks team regularly, but obviously with the injuries, he was thrust into a starter's role.
But yeah, I'd take Obi.
To say there's going to be no changes and we're going to roll it back, I chuckle.
I think there are going to be changes. I think outside of Chris, Giannis, and Dame, they're going to have to take a deep look. And look, I mean, some of these guys, you know, Jay Crowder, who didn't play last night, Bees, Thanasis, Patrick Beverley, who, no thank you, don't want you back after last night, and the antics that he had. There are going to be some changes to the middle and back part of this roster.
But Jen, like you said early in the show, it's like, why does DiVincenzo go to the Knicks and average 15 points? Why? I mean, Pat Connaughton, nice guy. Great guy. Great guy. I don't want great guys on this team. I want flipping players. I want players.
And right? Pat used to be. I mean, Pat's time has come and gone. Like, Pat was a player. And they continue to invest in him. If they find a way to move on from him, I don't think there's going to be a lot of Bucks fans, because he is a great guy who has invested in the community and has invested in the city of Milwaukee. But ultimately, you need to be better at that position. You just do. That's the reality of the situation.
800-990-3776. We have had a ton of reaction rolling in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. And a lot of people are... I think there's a malaise. Does a malaise sound right? It's again, because the regular season was so clunky. They never hit a stride. They never had all of their guys healthy at the same time for an extended period. So you never got to really see what this team was capable of doing. You were hoping. You were crossing your fingers and saying, well, like Chewy said, on paper, this looks like it could be a really good, really dominant team. Maybe a team that gets to the Eastern Conference Finals. But since you never had proof of concept from that whole unit, and I'm talking about Doc as well, because it's not just about like the guys on the court. It's about the coach coming in and figuring out how he wants to run the team. It was almost like, maybe they'll be good, maybe. But once Giannis went out with the injury, and again, the frustration associated with, we thought the injury was going to be a few days. He'd be back at some point in the series, ends up missing the entire series. Were they not truthful with us about the severity of that injury from the jump? Maybe because they thought the room would be on fire, you know, the this is fine dog. I'm picturing the this is fine dog. If they had told us the severity of the injury from the get-go. Like, there's a lot of things that I think people are processing this morning as they come to the realization that it is over and the Bucks are not moving on. And in fact, it will be the Pacers and the Knicks in the semis of the Eastern Conference. And like, I'm not exactly sure what to do with all of that information except be like, well, that sucks. Because that seems to be the general theme. I do want to get to this sound from Damian Lillard. There's been a lot of talk about Damian Lillard's happiness, or maybe lack thereof, in Milwaukee. There were questions about whether or not he would be here for the long haul, if he would even want to continue and be here next season to chase another championship with Giannis. We will get to this sound from Damian Lillard right after this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Stick around.
It is the weekend, and I know that everybody, you know, especially with the nice weather, maybe you're not looking to necessarily take time out of your day to make some big meal for your family this weekend. Well, that's where Palermo's comes in. Palermo's family of brands includes Palermo's Urban Pie, Connie's Surfer Boy, and Screamin' Sicilian, just to name a few. And you should always be, like I do, keep Palermo's in your freezer. Keep them stocked up. That way you have a nice, fun day. You don't have to worry about coming back to the house not having anything to eat, because you can throw something delicious like Palermo's pizza into the oven and your family will be happy. And the great thing is, if you have different taste buds throughout the course of the family, with all these different brands, Palermo's is certainly going to have a slice that is going to satisfy your appetite. And when it comes to making frozen pizza, there's one name synonymous with fantastic frozen pizza. Of course, that's Palermo's, because they've been doing this right here in Wisconsin for 60 years. So find them in your grocer's frozen food aisle. Palermo's flavor is our family's business.
I got a lot.
St. Kate the Arts Hotel. Head to the bar just off the lobby for the classic mint julep cocktail, Derby Day food specials, live bluegrass music, raffle prize giveaways, and contests for the best dressed and the best hat. Make a night of it with dinner at Aria or an overnight stay at the hotel. This Saturday, put your fanciest hat or your best bow tie on and head to St. Kate for your Derby Day fun. You can learn more at stkatearts.com/events. So before the break, I mentioned the Dame Lillard comments. Now, we want you to settle in because Dame was asked yesterday basically about his future in Milwaukee. There was a lot of talk this year about him being unhappy. He had a tough year, undoubtedly, and that is the basketball court, and that is in his personal life, and he has been candid and vulnerable and open about those things. So let's take a listen to what Dame Lillard said yesterday about his excitement for his second year in Milwaukee with the Bucks.
When things don't go as planned, like I said before, you know, I don't say a lot. So sometimes when people, you know, make a read, you know, oh, Dame, look, he doesn't look happy. You know, I don't think I've ever run around on the court smiling. You know, my disposition has always been that way. But I think, you know, people are going, they're going to look at everything and try to make something of everything. It's been some hard times. You know, I haven't denied that one time this year, you know, basketball and personally, you know, it's been some hard times, but it's never been a issue with Milwaukee. You know, I get the opportunity to play with Giannis. I'm playing with veteran players. You know, I know that the only thing we plan for is the opportunity to win the championship. And that's why I made the decision to be a part of something like this. But I understand that the chatter and the gossip and all of those things come with the territory. I know that criticism comes with being on the team with high expectations. And for me, now that the season has come to an end, I'm looking at it and I'm excited that, you know, me having the season that I had, you know, I was almost 25 points a game, 7 assists. We almost won 50 games given everything else. And people just, you know, had a whole lot to say. And I, you know, when I look at my performance, I know that I could have done a lot of things better. And I know that I'm going to have a full season of knowing who the coach I'm going to be playing for, having a better idea of the guys that I'm going to be playing with, being in Milwaukee. You know, I've kind of settled into things here. So having a regular offseason and being able to actually, you know, train and be able to do live stuff. Last year I couldn't do certain things because I couldn't get hurt because I knew I was going to get traded. So I think going into next season, people will be – they'll be really surprised that, you know, how much of an impact all of these things actually did have when they see me come back.
Chu, your first time hearing that sound from Dame Lillard last night after the Bucks 120-98 loss to the Pacers, your reaction, does it feel to you like he is committed to being in Milwaukee next season?
Yeah, I like him, you know, because he took ownership, put it on himself a little bit. I like him. I always liked him, I think. That's just his disposition. I played with guys that just never smiled. Wayne Simmons, you know. Never smiled, nothing. But everyone respected him as a player. You know, he was an intimidator. I love Dame. I love him. You know, I love Giannis. But this combination just doesn't work. The question I wanted to ask you guys, okay, because we did this when I played. What do you think the rest of the players around the league think of the Milwaukee Bucks? Okay, because I look at Jordan Love after the season he had last year, and we hear from players around the league like, that kid is good. That's good. And the Packers are going to be good for years to come. What do you think players around the league say about the Bucks?
I don't know if they're really feared. I think Giannis and Dame, yeah. Even Giannis at times, too, I don't think Giannis is even respected by a lot of the people across the league. We've heard a lot of players take their shots at Giannis. Again, at this point, it's all kind of, you know, hollow because Giannis is a two-time MVP and has an NBA championship. So I don't think they're feared, but at the same time, I don't know how many teams are feared across the NBA. Like, I think maybe teams feel that way about Denver. Maybe a couple mm-hmm. in the East feel that way against Boston. But I don't think, again, I don't think the Bucks are feared, but I don't think that there are a lot of teams that are feared across the league.
What do you want the roster to look like next year? Because Steve is weighing in on our YouTube channel, and remember, you can certainly watch on the YouTube feed. That's how you can see the fantastic scene we have here this morning at Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Chris will be 33, Dame will be 34, Brooks will be 36, Jay will be 34, Connaughton will be 31, Bobby will be 30, Giannis will be 30, Beasley will be 28. Nah, no issues here, hashtag sarcasm. I mean, that is an old roster. So, Gabe, who do they build around? Who do they ship off?
I think Brooke has the opportunity to be somebody attractive, just because, and not necessarily because he's Brooke Lopez, but he has 1 year, $25 million, I think, left on his current deal. So he signed a two-year deal this offseason. Teams in the NBA value those expiring contracts because it can help them free up some money. So I think if we're talking about getting creative and trying to get something in return, teams can value that that expiring contract. So I think that's the first one that you look at. Some of those other players, Jay, Bees, both are going to be free agents. And I don't think that they're coming back. So I think you're going to have to, you know, again, try to be creative about what you can get back with trading Brooke Lopez and whatever that looks like. I don't know if teams are interested in Pat Connaughton at this point, or if you're just stuck with Pat or Bobby Portis. I mean, they have very few tradable assets. They don't have a lot of picks that they can trade because they sent a lot of second rounders, a lot of first rounders, with a lot of moves they've made the last handful of years. So the first one I look at is, okay, is that expiring contract for Brooke Lopez something that is attractive to somebody?
Is it too simplistic to say that as long as you have Giannis Antetokounmpo, the window is open for a championship? Because it hasn't felt open. I feel we convince ourselves that it's open, and as long as you have a generational talent like a guy like Giannis on your roster, you should be a contender for the Larry O'Brien. But that hasn't worked. So, like, I'm not saying get away. I'm not saying dismiss Giannis. I'm not saying trade Giannis. I'm not saying let him walk. I'm not saying any of those things. But maybe that's too simplistic to say as long as you have Giannis, the window is open for a championship, because the rosters they have put together over the last few years haven't even gotten them close.
Yeah, but again, a lot of that's injuries. Again, when Giannis doesn't play a single game in this series, like, again, so would we say if Jordan Love didn't play?
Okay, so let's not do that. Let's not do that, because we've been doing that round and round and round.
Yeah, but it's true.
I'm not saying it's not true. Listen to me for 1 second. If the injuries are the issue, how do you address the injuries? We talked about load management the other day. Do they need to be sitting Giannis, regular season be damned, or do they need to be getting the rotations? Do they need to be getting the practice? Like, what is the solution to the injuries being an issue that Giannis and company have dealt with for the last few seasons?
I don't know. I don't have an answer for that. I mean, Chewy, you're a doctor. You tell me, man. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you make sure that Giannis is healthy by the time they hit the postseason?
I do know this. You have to be deeper than seven.
In the regular season.
I mean, do you limit his minutes? Because the NBA is not going to let you just sit out.
So that's a great question,
because you want to save them for the playoffs.
100%, because that would be, to me, that's the easy solution. To me, it is what they have wanted to do with LeBron at times, right? But then who gets angry? The fans, because they pay good money to go to the games where the superstars are supposed to be playing, and they show up and the superstars aren't playing. They feel not like they're not getting bang for their buck. So the league has pushed back on load management. But it seems like load management is the easy solution to getting your superstars, because when would you rather have your superstars, folks? Would you rather have a Milwaukee Bucks team like we just saw, which was a shell of itself? Because they're not the only team dealing with injuries. You had a bunch of teams that have been dealing with injuries to their superstars.
I'm really scared to ask this next question. Chewy, how did guys play more games back in the day?
How did they?
Yeah, because it seems like, again, like this whole...
Drugs.
All right, there you go. There's the answer. So but Chewy, you look at, and I'm just, I guess, more talking NBA versus NFL right now, but you look back at, like, Karl Malone and Michael Jordan and Reggie Miller and Patrick Ewing, like, all these guys, Shaq, Penny, like, all these guys from the 90s, right? It seemed like they were playing pretty close to, you know, between 75 and 80 games, and then still being able to play the full complement of the postseason.
Well, and then year-round for some of these guys who are playing in the Olympics or playing in FIBAs. By the way, can we please have a conversation about Giannis Antetokounmpo in the Olympics this summer? Like, does anybody in Milwaukee want to see Giannis Antetokounmpo sitting up for the Greek national team?
No. But if he wants to, like, again, like,
I understand. I understand.
I can't.
Totally get it.
I can't. I'm not going to criticize him if he does. Because that's something that's personal to him. He wants to represent his country. Like, that's very few people ever have the opportunity to represent their country.
It's a bad year. It's a bad year to be playing in the summer. What is it, July? Like, that's going to be a tough
one. You know what I think it is? You know what I think it is, Gabe, to answer your question? Because I have another son. This will be our fourth ACL in the family.
Okay.
Where these things didn't happen as regularly back in the day. And I think it goes back to training. Okay? We didn't have a lot of ACLs because we were squatting. We were doing deadlifts. We were doing RDLs. We were doing hyperextension. Today, everything is like, oh, rubber bands in core. Rubber bands in core. Let's do rubber bands in core. You know? Look at back when pitchers back in the day pitched forever. You ever hear of a UCL, Gabe, in 1965?
I'm trying to think when. No. I think Tommy John first happened in 72.
Yeah. And those guys played nonstop. I just think it's got to be something. Am I right?
Mark Tamura, rubber bands and core. Rubber podcast title today: rubber bands and core. Subscribe to the Jen Gabachewi podcast.
It's tough to get that in text though, because you're not getting the tone. I feel like the tone and the pitch of his voice really.
Rubber bands and core. It's really, really good. That face that you made yesterday, by the way, bud. I watched that video of your face when you were.
Did you screenshot it as his contact photo?
The "I told you so" face. You know, give your wife.
You know what I'm not going to do in the gym today? Rubber bands and core. You know, all these young kids. Hey, look at my rubber bands.
Okay, let me go one step further, though, because you guys, when you were a kid, when you're in high school, you were a three-sport athlete, right? You're competing in football, then you go to the basketball season, then you're going to baseball. There is a train of thought that says that not specializing gets all of those muscles, you know, the little ones that you're not using, that you're not using for your primary sport, and keeps you healthier. Like, there is that school of thought that says that once you start specializing, you're overusing the same muscle groups over and over and over again, and that is leading to injury.
Which is great if that's the case. It doesn't really help me with Giannis at 30 years old.
You're 100% right. Like, and again, I think it's going to be a really bad look if Giannis is healthy in a few weeks and decides to start ramping it up to train for the Greek national team, because Bucks fans are going to say, but what about the Bucks team? And what about winning a title next year? And those miles that you're putting on your legs in the summer certainly are going to affect the regular season and then potentially your availability in the postseason. That's going to be a tough decision. I understand where you're coming from saying, I don't want to put on him. You can't compete for your home country in the Olympics. We had it on our show. Which would you rather win, a Super Bowl ring or an Olympic gold medal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you weren't able to play in the postseason of your NBA team.
I think it's going to be eased a little bit because a lot of the big U.S. stars are playing as well this year. Like LeBron, Steph, are all playing in the Olympics.
Yeah, but Bucks fans don't care about any of that.
But I'm just saying, like, if it would be tougher if he was like the only superstar playing in the Olympics. If Team USA was running out their B squad instead of what appears to be their A squad this year, I think that would be a tougher look. But if everybody else, you know, in the U.S. are stepping up and wanting to do that, I think it's not as tough of a look for Giannis.
What do you think, Chu?
Well, the problem is this. He plays a reckless game, and I don't think he can change that. And
no.
The older you get, you know, your knees are older, and your soft tissue's older. And we love the way he plays. You know, he just balls to the wall. But there comes a point in time, like you said, it's, I don't want to say unnecessary, but what's your goal? What's your goal? To have a dynasty in Milwaukee, or to win, which will never happen, an Olympic medal for the Greek national team?
800-990-3776. Clint weighing in saying, get Thanasis off the roster, make him an assistant, and free up a roster spot with a player who can actually play. Look, we don't like to have this conversation in Milwaukee because we recognize that Giannis is on the Milwaukee Bucks in part because they have made a home for his brother Thanasis. He certainly is valuable to that team. We talk about morale all the time. We talk about chemistry all the time and how important that is to a team's success. But is there any validity to needing that roster spot for another player who can contribute?
If anybody who's going to complain about Thanasis can name the 12th man on any other team that's a huge contributor to their championship success, then there becomes validity. But that 12th man, like, it's not like they're, you know, oh, we cut this really young player just to keep Thanasis. They don't have draft picks. They've got a couple of draft picks this year. But typically they don't have draft picks. They don't have availability to have these young guys. They're stashing on the back end of the roster. So having a 12th man of Thanasis, to me, isn't hurting anything. If it makes Giannis happy, it makes Giannis happy.
Gabe, we ran a guy out of town because he wanted certain players on the team. Ran a guy out of town because he wanted Cobb, and he wanted Bakhtiari, and he wanted all his guys.
Wait, that's why doesn't there come a point out of town? That feels like revisionist.
Well, he helped a little bit. But, I mean, doesn't it get to the point where, like, come on, man. Jeez, I'm crow.
We're going to put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. We have on there right now, are the Giannis Dame-led deer feared by any other NBA teams? Go ahead and weigh in on that. And do you want to see Giannis Antetokounmpo play for the Greek national team in the Olympics this summer? Bucks fans, I want to hear from you on that one, because for a guy who has had injuries that have kept him out of important games, it does feel like those miles on his legs might be better spent on the couch. I don't know. I'm just saying, resting, recovering, suiting up, and getting ready for the regular season feels right now, and again, this could be prisoner of the moment, feels like a better use of Giannis's time than him running around trying to win a gold medal for the Greek national team. 800-990-3776. Joshy, do we have Week in Rechu coming up?
If we want to, we can do it.
Yeah, let's do a little Week in Rechu, right?
Just a palate cleanser.
Yes, exactly. It's been a heavy morning here at the Potawatomi Sportsbook as we talk about the end of the season for the Milwaukee Bucks. So we will take a break, and we will be right back after this.
The best place to shop diamond engagement rings in Milwaukee, of course, it's only at the Jewelry Center. They have a team of specialists that are going to help you bring her dream ring to life. They certainly helped me. I kind of had an idea, went in, they showed me a lot of great selections, and the team at the Jewelry Center that Dean, the Dancing Machine, has put together, helped me pick out the perfect ring, and they can do the same for you, even if you're somebody who doesn't have that perfect idea of what that ring could look like. Or maybe you're looking to gift something else, like some stud earrings. Of course, the Jewelry Center, always going to have options for you, whether we're talking about lab-grown, naturally mined, 2, 3, 4 carat total weight diamonds. Learn more about the diamond jewelry selection. Shop TJC.com or stop in at any one of their three locations, Greenfield, Brookfield, or in Burlington. Make sure you tell them that Gabe and Chew sent you.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What we need is a chart. And every week, we take the shirtless picture of Chew, and we move that to wherever the prediction is of how many wins that they
have.
Seven.
I think that's how it goes now, right?
Eight, six, seven, five, three, oh, nine.
On 94.5 ESPN.
At the grand opening of the Potawatomi Sportsbook, you have been hearing us talk about it for months, that they were getting rid of the theater and they were putting a brand new Vegas-style sportsbook in. Well, today is the day. At about 1 o'clock today, you can get in here. You can see the big screens. Holy moly. Gabe, take a look behind you. They just took all of the big screens and made it into an enormous screen. Oh, my God. It is blowing my mind right now. If you are watching on the YouTube stream, you can see what I'm talking about. It is just one big screen. It looks absolutely incredible. It is the perfect backdrop for our guy, Chew, to play a little Week in Rechu.
Think you know the show better than the average ESPN Milwaukee fan? Now's your chance to prove it. It's time to play the Week in Rechu.
Question, I've got five questions in front of me, Chew. You get three right, you win. You get three wrong, you lose. And of course, all these questions deal with things that you said throughout the course of this past week. You ready to go, big guy?
Let's do it.
Question number one. Who or what potentially wants to take part in Blammer Thursdays?
He wants to come inside.
Who or what potentially wants to take a part in Blammer Thursdays?
He wants to come inside.
I have no
and
idea.
This is a family show, right? I just want to make sure, like, mature audiences only.
That would be...
Hold on. Sounds like he's going to make a guess.
Who? Ashton?
Oh. No, the robin outside your window. The robin outside your window that kept tapping
right.
on
that's,
it. I had forgotten about the tapping robin.
I know.
All right, off to a rough start.
Bully.
0 for 1.
The bully. He's a tiny bird.
Question number 2. What were the rumblings you were hearing about that prompted Adam Schefter to cut you off?
Adam, we're starting to hear rumblings.
Wait, hold on. Let me cut you off right there. Let me cut you off right there, Chewy.
Okay.
Rumblings?
That'd be the 18th game.
Because Adam's point was that the commissioner had been going around and doing media avails talking about the inevitability of the 18th game and how he would rather trade a preseason game for the 18th regular season game.
Any open microphone that the commissioner could find. And that's rumblings.
I looked up the definition of rumblings, and I think it applies, actually.
I think there were more murmurs.
Whispers.
Yeah.
Innuendo. There was some innuendo. All right, so 1-1.
We are 1-1 heading to that pivotal third question. What did you get yourself into trouble with this week causing you to say this?
I'm kind of in suck-up mode. Is it because of the refrigerator? Are we still there? Or no?
Angie fixing the refrigerator on her own instead of calling somebody to help and fix it. You vented
you know
about
who's
it.
Coming today at 10 o'clock?
Uh-oh.
Repairman.
Fix-it guy.
Yeah.
Does that help you? Or is that good? Or, is that a good thing or a bad thing for you, pal?
Well, I get to use my face some more.
Yeah, the face is coming back.
The face is back.
It's a family show. But yes, if you haven't seen the Chewy I Told You So face, it is on our Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter account. It is incredible. It's incredible.
I'm surprised again. I think Jen took a screenshot. Now it's just anytime Chewy comes up on her phone, that's what she sees. Question number 4. See if you can win it right here, right now. It starts with an audio clip.
Tell me what you want. I'm not going to waste time out of my day.
You have so much time.
Chit-chat.
Chew, all you have is time.
I know.
What phone-related thing do people do that you believe you do not have time for?
I know this was yesterday, I think. Can I hear it one more time? Tell me what you want. I'm not going to waste time out of my day.
You have so much time.
Chit-chat.
Chew, all you have is time.
I know. I have no idea.
Leaving voicemails that say, call me.
Oh, yes. Stupidest thing. Yeah. That grinds my gears.
The best is him saying he doesn't have time and then him immediately admitting, yeah, actually, I do have time.
Yeah, but it's based upon what the person wants. Are they worth calling back to see what they want? Right? It's kind of like
Joshy.
Circles.
Those Ice Road Trucker apps aren't going to watch themselves.
I think Jen's point is, you got 2 hours a day where you're busy.
And the rest of it is pretty wide open.
Yeah. And even then, his phone rings, he answers it.
Depends on who it is.
All right, it all comes down to this, big guy. Question number 5. You get it right, you win. You get it wrong, you lose. What were you right about, but wrong to talk about earlier this week?
Thought we were going to get that.
I'm right.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Whoa.
Wow, that's a hard one.
What is it?
What were you right about, but wrong to talk about earlier this week? It's a tough one.
That is a hard one. What was I right about? I don't know.
But wrong to talk about.
Play the audio clip one more time.
Thought we were going to get that.
I'm right.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
That's hard.
Really
it's
from Wednesday.
No.
It's from Wednesday around Adam Schefter.
I was right, but I was wrong to talk about it. I have no idea.
We're talking about shrinkage. We're talking about shrinkage, ladies and gentlemen. Shrinkage.
Yes.
And then
why are you wrong to talk about it?
Well, no man likes cold water because of shrinkage. Drop the pencil. You were like, I made such a good point. So you
like
lost,
a frightened
buddy.
Turtle.
Yeah, I was in the pool. See, all right, we got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. I hope you are watching on the stream. We're going to open up these window panels again. We closed them because they were doing a sound check earlier. But if you are watching on the stream, you will get the chance to see this incredible video that they have been playing with all of the giant screens combined as one with the Potawatomi logo on it. It looks fantastic. We are live at the grand opening of the Potawatomi Sportsbook all morning long, all day long, really, on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. We'll take a break. Be right back after this.
A weekly pulse on the Milwaukee Bucks straight from a fan favorite and Bucks legend. Tune into Hear District with Marcus Johnson, a Bucks Plus audio production. Marcus and his son Chris, a 1995 UCLA hoops champ himself, talk about everything happening in the Bucks world and are joined by some of the biggest names in basketball. Plus, they'll answer your questions too. Stay on the beat of the Bucks and find Hear District now on bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a new era of sports betting, Milwaukee. The state-of-the-art Potawatomi Sportsbook is open. Located at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Potawatomi Sportsbook features dozens of self-service kiosks, food, drinks, and a 2,000-foot video wall. Bet big, bet bold. Potawatomi Sportsbook.
The Potawatomi Sportsbook is beginning to fill up as they are getting set for the official grand opening of this incredible space here in downtown Milwaukee, the brand new Potawatomi Sportsbook. We have been marveling at it all morning long. It will be officially open to the public at 1 p.m. So if you're thinking about taking a gander, taking a look at what they have done here, and it is truly remarkable, 1 o'clock would be your time to get down here. Of course, all weekend long, they've got big events, Kentucky Derby, Brewers versus Cubs, UFC, and also the Canelo Alvarez fight. Who the heck is Alvarez even fighting? Everybody keeps saying the Alvarez fight, the Alvarez fight, the Alvarez fight. He's fighting somebody. I just don't know who it is. So apparently we know who the draw is there. Earlier this morning, Chewy said this season for the Milwaukee Bucks is the biggest waste of a season in Wisconsin sports history. We put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy poll right out of the gate, and it is neck and neck right now. 52% of people saying, I agree with Chewy, biggest waste of a season in Wisconsin sports history. 48% of people saying, I disagree with Chewy. So there are a lot of people out there who feel very strongly about what we just witnessed over the course of the last 8 months here with the basketball team.
Yeah, I still lean towards the 2011 Packers season being a huge waste of a season. And I almost, like, to the point, am very thankful they lost a game that year. Because otherwise, that team would be talked about every year. Like, every year we would have to be reminded that the Packers went 16-0 and then lost in the first round. But they went 15-11, or lost in the second round. But they went 15-1 and ended up losing in that divisional round. So that was... That's the one that always comes up to me.
Wisconsin Nation weighing in saying, this is a prisoner of the moment reaction. Last year was a bigger waste since they had the number one seed. Can you make an argument for last year being a bigger waste than this year?
I think so, because Giannis only missed two games last year, still played through the back injury hurt. I think it's a case that you can certainly make.
Yonky Donk saying, did he forget about the last decade of Ted Thompson? That is the challenge of reading the comments on Twitter. What do you think a Yonky Donk is?
You're the one who tried to tell us that this was a family show the previous segment. I know you want to talk about Yonky Donks.
It's actually fun to say. You just said it. Now it gave me a little chuckle. I'm happy to end the show saying Yonky Donk if it means we're not talking about the Milwaukee Bucks. Have a great weekend, everybody. Wildy and Tausch is next. Tausch and Jesse will be live from right here at the Potawatomi Sportsbook. 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee is live all day long from the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Get down here this weekend if you get a chance. We'll see you on Monday.